Our call is just checking in on last night. Tyler McGill, that was as flashy and as on as we've seen him in his 4 years up here at the major league level. Now that you got to see him and see that and that performance, what did you think? What did you take away from it now that you've had a little time to digest what he did last night?
Yeah, he was pretty impressive. Only been here for a few months. The outing that he had against the Dodgers was a pretty good one, too. But yesterday, he just dominated that lineup after that first inning, you know. The swing that they were taking off the fastball, I mean, he was just blowing that pitch by those hitters. And that they got some really good young hitters there in that lineup. And he just stayed on the attack. And, like I said, the two-seam was really good, the sinker, obviously, and then the four-seam. And, man, we needed that one yesterday, and it was just good to see him stepping up big time the way he did last night.
He made the start because Paul Blackburn's been a little achy with that back. I'm just wondering how much last night's start might help Tyler's case to make a potential another start if you need him.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure he'll make another one for sure. So, like I said, not only was it good for him, but for the team, where we at, you know, where every game is important. It was just a really good sign that last minute, you know, you get the call, you get the ball, and here it is. I'm going to give you a chance, and that's what he did for us yesterday.
We've seen Ryan Stanek throw the ball a lot better, kind of build up some good outings, and then all of a sudden one-run game on the road in the eighth. There he is. So I know he rewarded you with three strikeouts. What did you see from Stanek last night?
Yeah, he got to 3-0 the first batter, but then came back and got the strikeout and ended up striking out the side. The fastball, you know, I think the life on the fastball is what makes him effective, because then he's got the split that, you know, comes from the same slot, the tunneling, however you want to call it, and then the slider against righties. So we saw it yesterday against three really good hitters. And I've seen this guy pitch big innings. I've seen this guy pitch big games. So the fact that he was able to do that for us yesterday in the eighth inning on a one-run game is going to be good for us during this stretch, because now that's another option that we got there for late innings.
John Gibbons made his return to Toronto yesterday. He had all the old media members around him joking, laughing, as only Gibby can do. As you've been able to kind of pick his brain for the last couple months as your bench coach, what do you like about what John can provide, and how do you lean on him?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing besides the baseball intelligence is just the personality, how steady he is. You know, he's the same guy. It doesn't matter, you know, we're playing well, if, you know, we're not going so good. Like, his ability to interact with a lot of different people, with a lot of different backgrounds, whether our coaches, players, older players, the younger players, look, in general, and the knowledge of the game, obviously, you know, his ability to slow the game down. He's been in this seat he was in this seat for a long time and had a pretty good career. So it was just good to see him being back here in Toronto and getting all the attention. And he's been great for us.
Tonight you face Chris Bassitt, throws a lot of different pitches. He's been doing it for a long time. And I know he was in the American League forever. He's in the American League now with Toronto. How do you attack Chris Bassitt?
Yeah, we got some of the lefties in there. You know, when you look at the splits, you guys are familiar with him. He's a little bit like a kitchen sink, you know, where he's going to use all of his pitches. The sinker against righties is what makes him a really effective pitcher. He's got the breaking ball, a slower and a slow one. He's got the cutters against lefties. This is a guy that knows what he's doing, knows how to pitch. We just can't get caught in between. We have to go out there with conviction. We gotta put our ace swings, and whenever we're getting our pitches on our damage zone, we gotta be able to do damage.
Thanks, Carlos.
Yep, you got it.